Savoring his touch, she twisted lightly, a feather borne on air currents. Then looking up, she noticed the children stopped dancing. The servants were no longer fanning the prince. The musicians ceased their strumming, and the maidservants and suitors looked as stern as midwinter frost. All eyes, she noticed, had fallen upon her. A maidservant walked over and poured water on her belly. Instantly, her stomach started to hurt. It was more than a casual discomfort. It was an agonizing, grinding, torturous type of pain. Bending over, she screamed and clutched her midriff with her eyes closed. When she opened them a few seconds later, she found herself not in some faraway land, but in a public bathroom, huddled on the floor with blood on her hands. Her baby, still attached to its umbilical cord, was on the ground before her. She heard a scream. Weakly, she looked over to the entrance. A woman standing there with a beach in the background had her hand over her mouth. Essie reached an arm out to the stranger, then promptly blacked out. Jerome Thorson and his wife Naomi, a married couple in their 40s, stood inside the waiting room just outside the nursery at Harborview Hospital. Admiring the newborns in their cribs, they smiled happily at each one. The six infants, all less than 3 months old, were being cared for by a young nurse in the dimly lit nursery. All the babies were quiet, except the fourth, which the nurse was busy trying to pacify. A social worker, Elizabeth Hinkle, entered the viewing area carrying a clipboard loaded with forms. "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Thorson," she greeted them. They all shook hands. "Thank you for having us, Elizabeth," Naomi uttered, "especially on such short notice." "I'm glad you two are here," Elizabeth replied. "It's getting so much harder to find adoptive parents these days." Jerome rubbed his wife's barren abdomen. "Believe me," he admitted, "I'd have preferred one of those little bundles been mine."
"I guess it just wasn't in the cards," Naomi added.
"Well," Elizabeth continued, "as you can see, all of our babies are well cared for. Those twins on the end are the only ones spoken for."
"What happened to their parents?" Naomi asked.
"You mean parent," Elizabeth corrected her. "Very sad. These children, they all came from single mothers who were either too young or just not able to raise them alone."
"What about grandparents?" Jerome asked. "Surely they must have aunts and cousins who can come to their rescue."
"That's just it," Elizabeth clarified. "You'd be surprised at the amount of young girls who get pregnant and take their babies to term without anyone noticing." Naomi nodded.
"Seems incredible."
"I know," the social worker agreed. "It's all these free love and acid trip parties that are to blame. These kids get so caught up in that." Jerome pointed to the crying baby near the nurse.
"What about him?"
"Oh," Elizabeth answered, "his mother was DOA when she got here. The baby had already been born. They found them right on Rainier Beach in the women's room."
"Sad," Naomi remarked. "Why is he crying like that?"
"He's a little sensitive to light," the social worker explained. "That's why the lights are dim." Naomi shook her head.
"Poor thing. It just breaks my heart."
"At least he's okay," Elizabeth emphasized. "We never knew the mother's name, so we just call him Baby James. The name of the paramedic that brought him here."
"Baby James," Jerome whispered. "Nice name."
Little Baby James moved in and lived with the Thorsons for about 6 months.